When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hi.
The sound of your name, your
Made
son
Paddington
came
running.
And
He's
me,
his girlfriend.
The unprofessional beauty junkie Lindsay Kelk, and most importantly, the Full Coverage dog, Paddington.
He was like that then.
He jumped up to be part of it. Hi.
Is it?
We're talking about you. We're talking about
it's
you.
Above.
Yeah, he's happy. He's happy. He's
happy.
We should both say, like, neither of us have got a full voice today.
No.
I had one and now it's gone.
I talk
you didn't
a lot
even have one.
At the best of times, but after a trip to New York with three girlfriends, it's safe to say the voice needs a little TLC.
I like it though. Sounds good.
I wish I did sound like this. Yeah. I feel like even Dave was like, I like it. And I was like, well, unless you want my voice to hurt for a long time, there's not a lot I can
know,
do about it.
I'm going to come back next time. You're going to be smoking 20 a day.
Yeah, I'll be on
like,
Marlboro
Dave
Reds.
Likes it. Dave likes
oh,
it.
Oh, I bet. What?
But we've got a ton to talk about today, which is very exciting.
We do.
Primarily, our fabulous guest.
I think this is, do we say this is one of our most requested guests?
Absolutely, one of our most requested guests.
Very excited Absolutely. That we like to deliver.
We do try.
We do try.
We like to.
We like
don't
to.
Always,
we can't we always like give to. You that, but we try our very best.
Yep. We have the one and only Katie Jane here.
I know. Ooh. Yeah. She was over in LA working with Elemis, so we made sure we grabbed her and sat her down for a nice beauty chat.
Isn't it nice when everything falls into place? It's like we have loved Elemis for so long.
I know.
And I mean, I was gonna say at last it's working for us, but it's always working for us because we love Elemis. Also, yeah. It's not a bird in the room, it is the door, in case you
yes.
can hear that. I feel like no one can hear it.
No, I think
can,
it's the umbrella it's like the stuck in the table moving about.
Yeah.
So
we just
bougie.
Imagine us next to the pool with cocktails. We're not.
That's not what
we're
it
on the
is,
settee
yeah.
under a blanket because it is bloody cold in LA at the minute. But yes, we got Katie to come and talk to us, and I mean we had a great
she
time.
Did not disappoint. She was
she
fantastic.
Did not. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah,
we had a good old long chat, and she even shared with us her highlight of the week. We had a bit of a sing song.
We had a sing song.
Bit of a sing song.
Yeah.
So that's to look forward to. Another exciting thing that's happening this week: we finally hit 3,000.
Oh my gee, that is crazy.
3,000 followers on our
How
Facebook
is that
group.
That many of you lovely people interested in Full Coverage?
On the Beauty Banter group. So if you're not one of those 3,000 people, and you're literally, you, the odds are you're not, because there's more people listening there in the beauty group. But if you are not, you must come and join us, because now we have 3,000 members. We're true to our word. We're going to have an amazing, giant, awesome giveaway. That will be announced in our next episode.
So stay tuned. Make
stay
sure
tuned for that.
That.
We will be giving away a bounty.
Yeah.
A bounty of stuff.
Not the chocolate bar, but I do like those too.
I'll bring you a bounty from England.
Okay, good. You
so
better.
I'll give away a bounty to you.
Yes.
But to one lucky listener from our Facebook group. So you have to go join the Facebook group, Full Coverage Podcast, on Facebook.com. And then you click the top pinned post on that page, and that's how you join the Beauty Banter group. Join the group, you could be up to win this amazing bounty of prizes. So go do that. And then also, we have launched our Patreon.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited about
prefer.
This because there's tears. There's tears, which
good
makes
tears,
it sound
not bad tears.
Yes, exactly. It makes it sound very important, which I'm enjoying.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you would like to support Full Coverage, we'll leave the links below. And Lindsay, if you would like to explain the tears.
I would love to explain tears. Yeah, we had such an amazing response to the episode
we
made.
And thank you everyone
about
your support with that.
How we were going to progress and grow Full
Hashtag
Coverage.
Our truth.
Hashtag our truth. Oh God, let's not get but yeah, so many of you were like, just do a Patreon. We want to give you money. And we were like, we're not worthy. And then we had to have like a sit down with our therapist and say, well, I did. Yeah. And she was like, but you are though. If they want to give you money, take it. And I was like, okay, but like, we'll definitely deliver the greatest content in the world as a thank you, which we've done this week.
I feel like we've really delivered
this
week.
Yeah, I feel like we've delivered.
Not just floating our own boat or anything, but this is a great episode.
If you want to support us for yet more great episodes, you can go to Patreon, however you prefer to say it. I like Patreon because le Patreon makes me feel Classy and French. Bougie. Yeah, makes me feel bougie. Patreon.com. The link will be below in the show notes, as Harry mentioned. And search for Full Coverage Podcast. We have 3 tiers right now. You can support us for $2 a month, which works out to about £1.40.
Lovely.
So that would be, you'll be supporting us. That money comes to us and helps us pay for batteries and makeup and podcast recording equipment and the like, and petrol to drive back and forth to each other's houses, and online hosting and all those things. But it would be $2 a month will come to us, and you will be automatically entered into our regular, we'll be doing giveaways for people that support us on Patreon.
Yep.
So you'll be entered into those giveaways. We'll announce them through the Patreon website. You'll be in that for that. If you would like to support us at the $5 tier, which works out to around £3, maybe a little bit more a month, you will get a whole special Patreon-only episode.
It's like private Full Coverage.
It's it's a private podcast, podcast for money. I don't think I've ever been more proud of myself than I was right then. I love a bit of Tina Turner. We're your private podcast, podcast for money. We'll do what you want us to do.
Within reason.
Within reason. But yeah, every month we'll be posting a special episode for our $5 and above tier supporters that you'll be able to listen to through Patreon. They'll send you the link and you'll be able to listen to it. That's $5, and you'll be entered for giveaways as well. And then if you're feeling dead flush, there is a $12 tier, which feels like a huge ask, but so many of you have already supported us at that level, which is mind-blowing,
so
and we
sweet.
Could not be more appreciative. Pads is chewing his own foot and staring at me while he's doing it, and it feels sexual. But yes, there's a $12 tier, and you will get the special episode, you will be entered in the giveaways, and you'll also get your very own Full Coverage mug.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice. Shipped to you wherever in the world you may be, you'll get your mug. We won't be sending them out immediately after you sign up because we've got to like get them all sorted.
Yes.
But you will get it, and we will message you and ask for your address and say we love you very much.
Yes.
So yeah, $12 a month, which works out to about £8.59.
Yeah.
Or
give or take the exchange range.
Yeah, give or take the exchange rate. It has to be in dollars because Patreon is American. Apologies, but it is open worldwide. You can support us from anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And we will love you for it. So yeah, there's loads of options. And you know what? If you're not able or down for financially supporting us right now,
we
just
totally
listening
understand.
To us is supporting itself.
Tell a friend. Do that for
Tell
us.
Tell a friend. Leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
We like that too.
That's really nice
that
for us
helps.
Too. So thank you so much to everyone that's already supported us. And to anyone else who's looking to do so, the information is down below.
Yeah.
Now, onto the more important new news of it all.
New news.
What you got?
Well, Jeffree Star, who...
That's a person.
I think it's fair to say we like his pigmentation.
We
like that calm pigment
of product.
So he has launched concealers, Lindsay, and powders. Mm. Now, he is one himself for quoting the Fenty...
Yeah,
post-Fenty world himself quite regularly. So these concealers are $22. It's called the Magic Star Concealer. It has some very elaborate packaging, it's fair to say.
It is like a wand. It's like a fairy wand, and I'm into it.
It's amazing. It says, has 20% pigment that can cover tattoos. Mm. Now, to be fair, I haven't tried this, so I can't say that I have actually been able to put that to its test.
I clearly am now going to actually have to buy one and try and cover off a
tattoo. You are, because you've got tattoos. You can actually be the guinea pig.
Yeah.
30 shades, 2 colour correctors, $22. So I feel like this is... quite a fair price point. I think he markets himself, again, it's almost like similar to like that in-between price point where it's not quite like high-end in the same way like YSL, but it's also not drugstore. You can also buy it in Morphe. So that is one thing that is new from Jeffree Star. And then we also have his powders.
Do you know what I think is good? Sorry, before you get onto the powders, what is really good about the concealers? Because obviously when you're buying online, it's really hard, especially now we're in such a wonderful world where there are so many different shades and undertones being addressed. Mm. What he does on his website is if you buy one and it's not the exact match for you, they will just replace it. No questions asked.
Amazing. That's
which
awesome.
I think is really good because a lot of places will not do that.
No, that's really good customer service.
So fair dues on that front, old Jeffers.
Yeah, we'll give him that.
I look forward to never meeting him and having to explain to him why I called him Old Jeffers on a podcast. Because I do strongly feel like the odds of us getting Jeffree Star on here.
They're slim.
Maybe that's a stretch goal. Maybe we can reach a funding goal on Patreon. We'll be able to get Jeffree Star.
Oh, dear. Lol. Or a lookalike. We could get Jeffree Star lookalike and that would be interesting. Yeah. Magic Star Setting Powder is the other product. This is also $22. First ever setting powder formula. So ultra fine, soft, luxurious formula, vitamin E, vitamin C, and this does have silica that controls oil. So by silica, I'm thinking there is going to be a little bit of silicone in this. So a blurring effect, that's kind of what you're being promised. It says that it is going to help prevent creasing. And this comes in, I'm going to do my best full coverage mask. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shades, which is pretty impressive for a setting powder. So yeah, they are new, and again, you can buy those directly from Jeffree Star Cosmetics. They're also available in Morphe shops.
On a colourful personality tip, I'm very excited with this new news. Anastasia Beverly Hills has announced a collaboration with the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race famous Alyssa Edwards.
Exciting.
I'm very excited. I can't. I need to discuss this with guns post haste because she is my Drag Race queen. No one knows more about that show than Emma Guns.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very excited. It's really, really colourful and vibrant. It's 14 shades. The palette is hot pink. They're launching it early at DragCon LA this weekend, which sadly I'm not attending, but I would be, and I would be snapping this up.
Be there
but
I've in
got
spirit.
Other plans. Yeah. Yeah. Got other plans, innit? and then it will be launching everywhere else June 6th. It looks amazing. I mean, it's bonkers bright.
Oh, that does
lots
look
of primary
Wowzers,
colors.
Yeah.
There's like a red, a yellow, a blue, a purple, but then lots of really pretty glittery shades. There's like a purple glitter that looks stunning. There's a bright white, and then there's also a couple of pretty neutrals for shading and contouring.
Nice.
As you would imagine,
you would expect
from a drag goddess like Alyssa Edwards. Really exciting.
Oh, very exciting.
And one more thing that's I've seen a lot of people asking about this, so I wanted to touch on it briefly because I really like it.
And we've both tried it, yeah. And we can confirm our thoughts.
And Ciate London, a brand that we talked about a lot, and it's been mostly hits, a couple of misses.
Yeah.
But primarily hits. Ciate London have launched their first ever foundation.
And it's a good one.
And it's a good
one. It's a real good one, guys.
It's called the Extraordinary Foundation. And I am also going to have to do some full coverage maths, which is 4, 8, 12, 16, 20.
Hey.
20 shades. I thought it was more than that. But 20 is still like a fair amount for a small company.
Yeah.
20 shades. And so it's called the Extraordinary Foundation. It's £28 in the UK. It's radiant buildable liquid foundation. I find it pretty medium full.
Yeah, I mean, the coverage is good, but yeah. I feel like, again, it's one of those foundations that I think works really well depending on what you put underneath it. So yes. If you want to make it more glowy, you can do.
Yeah.
I would say it's almost like, it's somewhere between like a satin glow, I feel like, on my skin.
It plays well with others.
Yes,
it
does really
play well with others. I think the more I buff it in, the prettier it looks.
Yes.
On my skin with a buffing brush, I've been using the Real Techniques buffing brush.
Yeah.
But I really, really like it. It wears for a decent long time. It looks pretty.
It's really
long
lasting
the way
on
through.
Me, actually.
I love that it's in a tube.
Oh my God, squeezy tube.
Squeezy
tube with a pump, no less.
Squeezy
it's
tube
like...
with a pump with something you can see through so you can see the actual
and
product.
How much is left.
What an absolute joy.
Winning.
I'm not entirely into the shade range. I'm Porcelain, which is their palest one, and it's just pale enough.
Right.
I could go paler.
Okay.
Like I could easily go paler.
Right.
So if you're on the very pale end of the spectrum, try it. I think you can return it if you buy it from their website or buy it in store or somewhere. You can return it if it doesn't work for you. And 20 shades is decent. We talk about this being this post-Fenty world and everyone should have so many, but we also do have to take into account smaller independent companies that don't have the backing of someone as big as Fenty.
Yeah.
Fenty has LVMH. It's LVMH, right? It's LVMH behind it, I believe. That might not be true. But they are part of a giant conglomerate that has given them huge, huge, huge amounts of funding. So I will give Ciate props because while there are only 20 shades, there is a really decent...
Well, I think it's funny nowadays that like 20 has seemed like a not good enough number.
Which is actually amazing,
it's like
it?
if you said like 10 years ago there's 20 shades, you'd be pretty pleased with that.
Isn't
I mean,
that
even
insane?
MAC back in the day didn't have 20 shades of every single
back
foundation.
Back in the day.
So,
but yeah, it's a good... I would say a good 12 of them are definitely on the much deeper end of the spectrum. Then like it's more... It does address... the harder to find shades, which yes. is lovely and nice to see. So yeah, we really like that. The extraordinary foundation.
Yeah, I think it's a big thumbs up from me.
Yeah, it's a thumbs up from me.
It's a thumbs up from me.
So time to move on. Because why would we talk about
Let's
this?
Let's face it, we all know why you're really here.
Why would we be rattling on about
Get to the good stuff.
When we could be listening to our conversation with the one, the only, Katie Jane Hughes. She is coming up right after this ad.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is quite exciting.
Very exciting.
Oh, very exciting. Yeah, so apologies for Difficult Eyes' Winehouse voice. It's because we're going to get you singing some tunes later. Don't worry. But we have a very exciting guest. One of our most requested guests.
Yeah.
Not to put any pressure on you.
Wow.
Some pressure. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Actually, oh, yeah. Legitimately. And like genuine excitement from adult friends of mine as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so nice. I could
That's
cry.
A big deal. Don't. But,
I won't
like,
cry.
Your
my makeup's,
too makeup's
all right today.
Yeah, don't do it. But in case it wasn't clear already, Katie Jane Hughes.
Hello. Yay! Three Brits in a room in Los Angeles.
Well, actually four. There's one over there that's being silent. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me, you guys.
No, thank you. There's money in that. Three Brits in a room.
There is. There's something in that. So you have to tell us, why are you here, Katie? What is it? You've been doing many things, but you're a busy girl.
Well, first and foremost, here to do press with Elemis. I'm I love this title because it's created by me and my my friend Lisa at the brand. I'm officially a glow expert for Elemis, which basically means I'm an ambassador of such. But, you know, I'm a big fan naturally, so we wanted to have a nice sort of very authentic title for me. So glow expert, because I'm a dewy freak. I just love to be dewy and almost wet looking skin always. And then I hosted a masterclass here in LA on Sunday, where a bunch of mine and my best beauty like work husband David Lopez and I hosted a beauty event in the hotel.
It's so funny because I worked with David years ago and we've never met again since. I think it was back in London. He was doing a work with a hair brand, and I remember
Show Beauty.
Yes, that's it. And I just remember him saying ylang ylang several times, and bless his heart, being like, who says ylang ylang in a sentence? And literally, like, I think it was the one thing they had to keep retaking. But he did brilliant, and he's such a lovely
because
lad.
He was on camera.
Yes, he was on camera. Yeah, so yeah, I remember him being like ylang 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 with
ylang,
that,
ylang,
that
ylang.
Sentence came up a lot.
I love it.
No, it just doesn't make any sense
now. It
anymore.
Doesn't make any sense. No, but he's a lovely lad.
He's a lovely. Wait, are you Northern?
I don't know. I mean, I'm in the middle. I'm sort of Leicestershire.
Oh.
So there's a little bit of...
When you say ylang ylang, you sound right Northern.
Yeah,
like,
I can slip into it, especially if I'm with
sound
her.
Blackpool.
I feel like you get the Brits together and it just...
I know, we all just start morphing into one another's voices.
You do, go full Northern.
Yeah. I think that's also the beautiful thing about England is like you drive 20 minutes down the road and the accent's completely different.
Yes.
And then in America, it's like you have to go on a plane for 2 hours to hear a different accent.
My fiancé. Weird to say. My fiancé is from South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So I deeply enjoy his family's accent. Not necessarily their political beliefs, but it's fine. They don't mind. They do. They're not listening. But the accent is a grand old time. It's a good time.
So good.
I feel like we do have to say this episode is not sponsored by Elemis, but we are... As you all know, because you've listened to us before, we're big fans of Elemis.
I mean, it's like British heritage.
Yes,
it's like if you could think of it's like there needs to be like a collective of things that Brits consider heritage, like M&S.
Yep.
Yes.
Digestifs.
Yep.
Yes.
Elemis.
We'll take it.
What else have we got?
Oh, a penguin.
A penguin. Sucking a penguin through a cup of tea to get like the penguin.
Oh, it's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Or a Kit Kat. Or a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
You know, it's like one of them, isn't it? There's loads of others. What else is there? Walker's cheese and onion crisps.
Marmite.
It still made me sad when I came here that Cadbury's doesn't taste like English Cadbury.
It's like chalky.
Yeah, it's filth. Weird. It's just not the same.
It may be a human rights atrocity. I'm not sure. Because I feel bad about it too. Well, I feel bad for Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, not bad enough. But yes, so we're not sponsored, but we are huge fans. Elemis is a brand that supported me for upwards of like 12 years now, which is bonkers. And they have also supported my skin. So
you don't look old enough for them to have supported you for
12 years. I am 38 years old. Bloody I'm nearly 39, so I will take any and all compliments freely given. But we have like a ton of questions for you.
Okay.
And
hit me.
We should probably start with like where we are right now, skincare.
Okay.
So your skin's awesome and your skin Thanks. Is real.
It is.
And one of the things I think you're best known for is showing real skin.
Yeah.
How do you get your skin to look so lovely?
I keep it really simple. I don't overdo it with product. I don't... I've got a few kind of rules. I don't overdo it. I don't try more than 2 new products at a time because, you know, the amount that we get sent in this industry, it's very, very nice. It's definitely a luxury, but you can get overwhelmed very quickly. So I'd like to just introduce, if I'm trying new stuff, 2 max at a time so I know what's working or I know what's not working. I am a big believer in gentle exfoliation kind of every day, every other day, then like once a week or once every 2 weeks. And yeah, just I'm very much a minimalist, and I'm just very much a believer in like sticking what works for you, you know.
Yeah, I feel like as well with Elemis, my like go-to, I think has always been. I love the eye gel as my pro kit. They're one of the products that are like my most used and most given away.
Oh wow!
And we both love the pro collagen cleansing balm.
That's my favorite.
That is so good.
Yep, I cleanse at night. Versus in the morning. I never cleanse my face in the morning. We've read once that Salma Hayek doesn't cleanse her face in the morning. And she likes the natural oils that develop overnight to benefit her makeup the next day. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds right up my street. So I tried it for a couple weeks and I stuck with it because I loved it. And I just used the Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm every night before I go to bed. Sometimes I double cleanse depending on how much makeup I've got on. But sometimes I don't even put any moisturizer on after because it leaves my skin super balanced to the point where I don't feel like I need to put anything on afterwards. But you know, if I'm like somewhere and my skin's doing some stuff, like if my skin's doing stuff, I'll kind of just let it come back to normal on its own. Like if I feel like my lipid barrier has been compromised from over exfoliation, or if I feel like I've got breakouts, I won't, you know, put stuff on it. But if it's like doing really, really good, I'll put stuff on it. Like there's a overnight peptide oil and cream that's amazing.
One.
The purple
so
and white
good.
Ombre bottle.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love the eye cream
so cool.
of that as well.
Yeah.
So good.
It's proven to help with dark circles.
Yeah.
Which is hard to say.
Proven. A lot.
Yeah. It's funny. I do the same thing as you. I do the cleansing balm and then I don't wash in the morning.
Right. What do you do in the morning?
Just splash it with water.
Yeah. I do the peel pads in the morning.
I just splash it with water and then go in with my vitamin C.
Love it.
Lock it all on. But it was a friend of mine, Brian, who's the beauty director at the Oprah magazine.
I knew you were going to say Brian.
Yes. Lovely Brian.
Yeah.
We had him on and he was amazing. He's just a champion.
He
was just like, stop washing your face in the morning. Yeah. It's drying you out.
Yeah.
And he was correct. Yeah. And my skin has taken a turn for the better.
Yeah.
Gotta say.
I think less is more.
Yeah. I think where you are as well is so telling.
For sure.
Because when I was in New York, I didn't need to use a lot of moisturizer. I just used Pro Collagen Marine Cream and that was it. And now I'm in LA.
Right.
I need it all at night.
Right.
All of it. All of it.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask Katie, have you always been into beauty or do you feel like it sort of came later on in life or it was like, did you feel like someone led you to it or did it just kind of...
My mom definitely led me to it indirectly because she was a singer when she was working and she was basically like mom of 4 kids and then she'd like get changed to go out for a gig that night and she'd gig like every Thursday, Friday, Saturday for like our whole lives.
Yeah.
And she would basically just be this, you know, mom in her like, you know, whatever clothes she'd always even if she was going out to do some shopping and stuff she was very glamorous like she'd always have a red lipstick on black mascara she used to use like L'Oreal 2000 calorie or whatever it was that 2000 calorie mascara
like,
I don't even know why
Max yeah.
And like pan stick I remember having pan stick foundation in a makeup bag for years and wouldn't we love that back like now
I feel
makeup
like
artists would it's kill like, for that
time to make
kind of product
back,
that's gonna happen
I know
I give
better.
It 2 months now
it better Max Factor can call us for But, you know, it's like, she was just always super, super glam. And that, I think, seeing my mom go from this mom of four kids to this really glam woman when she would go outside the house or go to a gig, definitely instilled like how powerful beauty is and how powerful like how transformative products could be. But, you know, and my mom definitely has got good skin in the sense of like just genetically, she's got really, really nice skin. She doesn't look after her skin as much as I would hope. Sometimes she'll just like wash
her face.
My
mom's like that with her makeup brushes. Yeah. I get very upset when I see her makeup brushes.
Oh, Mandy.
Oh, but Mandy.
Yeah. Oh, Mandy.
We've had her on the show.
We had to take her to task over the makeup brushes. Yeah. They were filthy.
She's got one Chanel brush that's beautiful. You gotta shame her. It's like 25 years old.
Is it the buffing brush for Bronze Universal?
The bristles look like this.
Oh,
if
yeah.
I can like draw a diagram. It's like a palm tree. I'm just like, oh, mom, that's a lovely brush. And you've abused it.
Yeah, but lovely to have that nostalgic connection.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot. Yeah. People
it always starts somewhere.
It's funny as well, because I feel like with my mom, I was actually a real tomboy when I was a kid, and my thing with makeup almost was like collecting at first. I remember thinking like there was like a cheap market in Loughborough where you could buy blue lipsticks for like 99p, and I was like, I just want to own that, and I don't understand why. But it was like I wanted to collect it.
I think it's just like little and cute and pretty. Yeah,
there was something fun about the, and I guess almost like the extension of painting when you have all your colouring pens, and you're like, oh, I've got a blue one.
How very Fenty of you!
Yeah. It's very Fenty, yes. Yeah. But if you had to sum up your makeup style and your kind of skincare philosophy, Katie, what would be like if you could do three words? Let's say,
I would say editorial, real, and fun.
I like that.
Loves it.
I like that.
Love it.
Didn't so, even think about it. I'm very impressed.
I know. I was like, I will need 17 minutes to consider all of the words.
She's mad for it. Yeah.
It's getting more northern by the second, and I'm very into it. This is good prep for me going back to England on Sunday. I'm like, get back to do my just Gallagher keep saying swagger.
All that,
I have got to stay in Sheffield for 3 days, so I'm going to need to go full northern by the time I get there.
A-op, duck.
So I was just thinking what you were saying about your mum and your connection from there. As I understand it from my mediocre professional, in inverted commas, research that I did, you actually started out your beauty career in nails.
I did.
Yeah. So for the people that have never heard that story, how do you go from being awesome, awesome nail artist into makeup?
Well, that's very kind that you said what you just said. I think I was good at doing, like, you know, I started doing nails in a nail shop in my hometown. Like, I initially wanted to be in the arts, in the music or the acting space. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of hair and makeup people actually did. Mm-hmm. Like David Lopez is destined for television and theatre and something. Yeah. So it's like, you know, because my mum was a singer, I also used to sing a bit and get up with her and, you know, have a sing song.
That's another podcast.
And like, you know, I was trying to go in that direction, and then I weirdly kind of took a detour into beauty because it was just also just as impactful for me, and I enjoyed it just as much. But my mom was like, why don't you go learn how to do nails? I quit all schools because I just wasn't academic at all. I've never have been. It's always been a struggle for me. I was like, I don't want to finish primary school, didn't finish high school, didn't finish college, didn't go to university. I think that you should if it's for you, but I also think it's not for everyone.
Not for everybody.
But like, you know, I was the baby of the family, so I was like definitely mollycoddled by my mom and dad, and I kind of I was allowed to leave school and get home school for the last year of school and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't really pick up any GCSEs and whatnot, which I don't think have held me back at all, but I think it's more a case of sometimes my confidence feels a certain way because of that in certain instances. Like when I'm trying to sign for a bill and food, I'm like, I don't know how much to tip because I can't count.
No one knows that. Everyone get the iPhone out under the table.
I got an A at GCSE maths and I can't work out tips.
Oh, well.
And God knows how that happened.
I'm so happy to hear that
it's my greatest achievement in life.
Oh my God.
Like written books and got podcasts and all kinds of stuff. I was like, A in maths.
I love
it. No one knows how it happened. Greatest achievement.
I love it. That's brilliant. But basically my mum was like, go learn how to do nails. It's a trade to fall back on. Like, my dad's a builder, my mum's a singer. Like,
you'll never be out of work with a trade, Katie. That's what I was told.
Yeah. You'll never be out of work with a trade. I love it. Another podcast. So I went to learn how to do nails in my local nail shop. And then when I decided that I wanted to move to London at the age of 21, moved to London, started working in a nail shop in London, quickly found that I wanted to really, really pursue makeup and fashion, and knew that I was in the right spot. But because I knew how to do nails to a pretty high level, I managed to get myself on set because there wasn't that many nail techs mm-hmm. in London back when I first got there in 2008. There was a few, but not as many as there is now. Yeah. And I basically just like went and met with a few agencies and they put me on, and then it put me on bits and bobs of jobs. Like Naomi Campbell was the first person whose nails I did in London. And quickly that became like me on set with different makeup artists that I really respected and admired, working alongside them. So I was in a really fortunate situation to be able to learn from them in a different kind of way than what I would if I was an assistant to them. Mm. It was almost like a funny kind of route to take that I think that would have actually have been a bit of a bad route to take if social media isn't what it is now. Mm. I think if social media wasn't what it was now, I think it would have kind of held me back. But because social media is a platform for people to be able to show off what it is that they do and how they, you know, present themselves and how they work, I think that it kind of would have held me back because it's another one of those things that's like, you start off as one thing, and if you get to a certain level in that thing, it's very, very, very hard to transition. And then that is the reason why I moved to the US, was to transition from makeup to nails. That was the main decision for the, for the course shift.
Yeah. It's so funny because I think I even can remember my assisting days and just watching that shift even from social media being a dirty word when I was first assisting and like when I first started my YouTube channel even, I kept it really quiet because I was kind of like, people made fun of it and it was like, oh, you want to be, you know, and I think it was so misunderstood. And I think the brilliant thing is now, like you said, it's giving that platform and voice to incredible talent.
But what I do think is hard though, I was talking about this at the masterclass yesterday, it's like, it's gone through so many different sort of colors. It does. And it was like the first, I was at Space NK in my years of assisting, doing makeup on the shop floor at Space NK whilst I was assisting and whilst I was also doing nails. I almost had three little mini jobs. Big, very, very, very famous, very Instagram famous, but industry famous, but also now Instagram famous. I'm not going to say who came into the shop. And I was like, I really love your work. I would love to assist you. She's like, oh, you're a makeup artist. I was like, yeah. I mean, she's like queen of makeup. I'm so tempted to say things. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't think she'd even care. But back then, I basically was like, she was like, oh, email my agent, send her some pictures of your work. Her agent at one of the biggest, the agency that you want to be signed with in London when you first get there. That's a clue. Mm. So the agency, the owner of the agency, was emailing me back and forth to all the pictures that I was sending, being like, beautiful, this is beautiful, this is good, but the light lets it down, this is good, but you need to see whatever. And then the final question was, do you like partake in social media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, whatever? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, wrong answer. That was it. Didn't hear anything else.
Fascinating.
And this was 12 years ago. And now this particular makeup artist who I was looking at trying to assist is one of the biggest on Instagram. So it's like, so it just funny. People just weren't ready. And I think that that's fine. But the only thing that I feel like about now that kind of, it's not frustrating. It's more just, I sounded so American then. It's not frustrating. It's more just like, I'm so, so grateful for the time that you and I came up in. Because without that, I don't think that we would, you know, it's like, a lot of the people that are coming up now on Instagram are skipping that step of like assisting. They're skipping
different perspective.
That step totally. Yeah. And you don't, you know, it's harder for them to learn set etiquette. It's harder for them to learn, you know, who and who not to mingle with on set and all of this. There's so many rules that you kind of have to learn.
That's so true.
That you don't get now that you did then. So I'm so grateful for the time that I came. And I'll always talk about that because I think it's important. Like,
agreed. I feel like even when I have an assistant, you know, you work with a new assistant for the first time and they're like, oh, so what time will I finish and how much will I get paid?
And you're like, no.
I kind of have never met you before and I've worked with you yet.
But and also it's like, did you pay to go to makeup school? Yeah. And if they did, then okay, fair enough. But if they didn't pay to go to makeup school, then this is school.
Yes, exactly.
So it's like, we're not trying to say you should work for free, but that's kind of how, if you come up in that space, you're essentially giving and taking in the sense of like, you know, you get to assist somebody instead of paying 20 grand to go to a school. You're saving money, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, no, we talked to Jamie Greenberg a while ago and she said literally word for word what you said about having the experience of coming up not in social media, but the benefits of it
and
now.
And also, like, I was looking at Instagram the other day and I was like looking at someone's Instagram profile and I like stumbled upon someone's work and it was like self-taught makeup artist. And I was like, well, hang on a minute. The word self-taught, I feel like it's kind of a word to just be careful how you use it because what about YouTube videos that you're watching all the time? What about Instagrammers that you're following? You're not self-taught. You've been watching all other people.
Which
like,
is education.
Of course. Yeah. And it's like kind of, it's kind of cocky in a way. Mm. And I just think it's a case of being so respectful of like all of that because it could hold you back.
Yeah, also I think it's such a dangerous zone when you say self-taught makeup artist. Like, are you a makeup artist or can you do your own face?
Well, I mean, there was an instance, like I used to shoot with Hearst a lot for branded content with them about in 2018. I was with them every other day. And they had booked a makeup artist based on how like she could do lip art, like really cool lip art. And they found, they were like looking for this girl that she'd gone to the bathroom, and then they were like, the client was like, where's the makeup artist? And she was in the bathroom taking selfies for half an hour, which is kind of like, ooh. And then when it came to doing the makeup on the talent, she couldn't do it. And then they said, have you ever done makeup on somebody else? And they were like, no, which I think is kind of at fault to the producer. The producer should have been doing
some more.
Yeah,
they put her in a really crappy position.
Right. But at the same time, it's like, well, it's a communication.
Yeah.
Like, she should have said, I've never actually done makeup on other people.
Yeah.
The producer should have said, have you ever done makeup on other people?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's funny. It's a funny little space.
It kind of almost comes back to this idea of like I was going to ask you, how do you feel about the word influencer? Because I think there's so many different connotations with it.
Yeah, I know. I don't hate the word.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I like the word creator more than influencer, because I feel like the word influencer feels a bit like you're just pushing product on people all the time.
Yeah.
But it's not. I feel like...
It feels salesy almost. Yeah.
And I think it also depends on what somebody's talking about. I think it depends. I feel like creator is a much more... nicer way of putting it, but I also think that a lot of people are like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they're like, I want to be an influencer. And it's such a strange thing, and you're like, whoa, we used to want to
it's
be
like
pop
the
stars.
New footballer's wife.
Yes. Oh my god, it's the new wag.
I think it's that.
In my day it was teacher, doctor, and the wacky one was pilot. When the kid in your when the boy in your astronaut. Class would be like, I'm gonna be a pilot, and you'd be like, you're living in Doncaster, you're dreaming son. And that was about it. Whereas now you go in and they're like, oh, I'm gonna be an influencer. Not even Donny, mining village outside of Doncaster.
Oh my god.
Zero pilots have come out of there. But yeah, it's so funny. Weird now that you would want your job to be to influence people to buy stuff.
It's because we're in the digital age, though. It's like it's a very natural progression of the way everything's going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why there's also nothing wrong with it. It's like you've got to roll with the punches. Yes. You've got to roll with the curves. It's like how... You know, there's nothing wrong with how people came up in the sense of like how you come up. You should always be respectful to how you come up in the biz. But it's always like, you know, there was a lot of the old guard of artists are like, you know, frustrated with social media because their agents are always like, you know, get on Instagram. And I understand that frustration. But at the same time, that you do have to roll with the punches.
Yeah. And it is a hard thing to do if you're not.
Because it doesn't come natural to everyone.
Yeah, if you're not intuitively using it, it's really hard to do.
But there's always going to be work for those old guards anyway, because there's always going to be clients that don't necessarily want somebody that has presence on social media. You know, it's so easy now to Google people and to figure out who people are, and somebody might be like, no, let's go with, you know, whoever that's not even got social.
Well, because I was going to say as well, I feel like one thing that's really drawn me, I've always been drawn to your work, Katie, is your push for kind of diversity within the beauty industry. And I think that's something that I feel very powerful, like very important to me as a makeup artist.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, do you feel like generally social media is helping that or hindering that? Because I sort of see it as like going, but there's both elements.
Yeah. I think it depends on, I think it's brand to brand differs. You know, like from a brand perspective, I feel like some brands are like, you know, really for it. Some brands, you know, are like kind of vague in the space of diversity. I guess it can only get better, because we're all just learning and learning and learning and learning. And I think I also think there's just so many levels and layers to different stories that happen, like, you know, when something goes viral, because like a foundation brand only launches 30 shades and only four of them happen to be for deep skin. You know, there's always more levels and layers to that story that maybe we don't know. And I think that the downside with Instagram and social media is that things can go like viral so quickly. To the point where it's like, hang on a minute, let everybody explain their side of the story. Also, I think the thing is about social media now, we're in this very much a finger pointing age where it's like, did such and such and ripped off such and such. And I'm like, listen, nothing's really original anymore.
No, that's
everything's gone around. It's all just reiterations of things. I think as long as you're respectful to where you saw it originally, you know, it's like, I think it's simple. It's just people just like to start making it feel like they did it first. Maybe, I don't know.
There's a really fine line between accountability and a witch hunt.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing more and more witch hunting. And I think this
bullying
culture
is... Well, because there's like clickbaity Instagram accounts that are like kind of...
It's getting scary. And the thing is
stupid. Being a thing, I'm always like, how did that become...
And it's actually... It's really dangerous for mental health.
It is.
That's the problem. I think people don't... They don't take that into consideration when they're piling on.
Well, what I do love, though, is like when you see silly, like, blamey accounts calling out like a brand for... you know, having excess packaging, or a brand for using calling a product a name that's like kind of at a dig to a, you know, part of their packaging. A lot of the followers of that brand will go, hang on a minute. Like, they're actually been talking about this, and you're like ignoring the fact. And like, there was a PR instance where a PR person from a big agency in New York was like, we're going to start being really like, you know, extra cautious of like what we package things with and all of this stuff. And, And then one of these blamey accounts basically started like screenshotting all of her stuff with then something that counteracted it. But it's like, you gotta just, like, things don't change overnight. No. People are trying to make changes. Yeah. Let it happen. And then if it doesn't happen in 5 months' time, then come back and be like, this is what was supposed to happen, but they never did. I don't know.
Plus, it's all well and good to say, I mean, we're super into sustainability and we don't want excessive packaging, whatever. But I also don't want my product to be smashed when it arrives. When they paid for it.
Yeah. Right.
And it's not just how you carry it home in your bag. These things have moved in cartons and pallets across the world in giant boxes. Yeah. It's like, you have to think about all of the things. It's not a macro. It's not micro. It's macro. It's or the other way. I don't know. But it's frustrating. I went to university. I don't know words. But you know what I mean. I get it. This whole blame culture.
It's very frustrating. It's intense.
But anyway, pretty makeup. let's talk about let's talk about nice things before I get back on my shouty wagon that I was on last week.
Well, it's good to get out.
I love a shouty wagon.
Yeah. Well, one of the questions that shouty we have
wagon,
to ask you.
Podcast name.
Yeah.
So many. Copyright. You're gonna see these. You're gonna see so many podcast names come out of this. Yeah.
Three Brits in a room. The shouty wagon.
Yeah. That's probably gonna happen now.
Also, or like we're like, you're brunette, you're blonde, and I'm red. We could be like,
we are basically the Charlie's Angels of the shouty wagon.
We are.
The British Charlie's Angels.
We've got our Charlie.
We're
in the
like Neapolitan.
You could be
Brit Neapolitan.
We're a Neapolitan ice cream of British beauty.
Yes.
I like it.
I like it. Well, one of the questions that is probably the most asked question, Katie, is what is the most repurchased, restocked product in your pro kit? Do you think you can even pick one? Should we give you three?
Yes.
Okay, go on. You get three. Use them wisely.
Glossier Stretch Concealer, because I use it on everybody. I use it as my tinted moisturizer. Elemis Peel Pads, because I just love them so much. Yeah. They're like the perfect product to get the skin going and get the skin glowing.
Yeah.
Oh, get it going and get it glowing.
Get it on a t-shirt. Get it on a t-shirt.
Get glowing and get going in one step with Elemis. Not sponsored. Well, I might be. The third would be probably Hourglass Caution Mascara.
Interesting.
Is my favorite mascara.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So you've had a skincare and makeup and a color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those three.
That's a good one.
Actually, no, wait. I think I should shift that last one. I think it's probably
she's panicking.
My NARS Velvet Matte Pencils.
You can have one extra.
Yeah.
My NARS Velvet Matte Pencils.
Okay, so four. That's the Katie.
But like the range of them, not just one.
That would be your capsule collection.
Capsule collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm loving that we're getting to ask you all these questions, Katie. It's so great.
I mean,
one thing I wanted to ask is also, how do you find dealing with like comparison in social media, especially because I've even felt like as a makeup artist, that thing of, like you said, the awareness of how social media both helps your career, but then also the effects on mental health. I think people feeling like they're not doing enough or kind of like overanalyzing.
Yeah.
I think even not just in our industry, there's sometimes a feeling for people kind of like
imposter syndrome.
Yeah, almost like I think that thing as well of like social media versus real life and stuff like that.
I don't struggle with comparison that much because I do feel like I stand out in a way based on, you know, my message of like trying to embrace pores and texture, and I feel like the details and stuff that I do are for a specific demographic. I don't feel like I'm very true to myself in the sense of like how I work. Like the skin is always going to look like skin on my account. I'm never going to over filter skin. I'm never going to over bake skin because I don't bake. I don't even know how.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's so hard. It's never going to feel inauthentic to me. The only thing I would say that gets frustrating sometimes in the sense, or how I would ever feel like find that social or makeup as an industry was a struggle, is in the sense where I feel a little bit stumped of what to create sometimes. Yeah. Like, you know, there's so much noise on Instagram and there's so much volume. It's like sometimes I'm like, what can I do that I feel like maybe hasn't been done, or what can I do? That's where I get a little bit stuck.
Yeah.
But usually I just like, you know, go back to basics.
Yeah.
If then I'm stuck, I'll go back to basics and I'll do a really fun eyeliner on myself and post it, or I'll do a really fun something. And, you know, and my favorite way to play, honestly, is just to pick a product and just run with it without thinking about what I'm going to end
putting
on.
That pressure of like, how's this going to look? Because I was going to say, what do you do when you've lost your mojo? What do you do when you've, because like you're creative.
I pick two lipsticks, I'll pick it and just go. I don't think about it. I just literally let the pen touch my head, my face.
That's when makeup's the most fun, I think.
Yeah,
when you
for
just,
sure.
When people, even friends will say to me, oh, I just do the same thing every day. I'm like, well, if it makes you feel good, then don't worry about it. But if you do want to have a play, just do that, play. Like, you can take it off again at the end of the day if you don't like it 100%. Or it doesn't feel like you.
It washes off.
That's the beauty of it.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Most of the time.
If it doesn't, you've done something horribly wrong. Something's or if it doesn't, really badly
if it doesn't, the product development people need to... Well, I don't know, because it's all subjective, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, who wants an eyeliner pencil, eyebrow, like a... What do you call it? Like a liquid liner that lasts 4 days.
That's
I don't. Well, and I think
this is the other thing I've noticed with the industry now. It's kind of got very like, if something lasts 16 hours, then we are last 34 hours. And we're getting to the point where makeup will be like 72 hour makeup. And I'm like, no, I do like taking my makeup off as much as I like putting it on.
We've discussed my personal feelings about a 24 hour foundation. Wash your face. That is disgusting. I don't need a foundation that claims to last 24 hours. I'm going to wash my chops at the end of the day.
I'm very proud to hear that.
Yeah,
I did not wash my face before I went to bed last night. I am so sorry. But I washed it really thoroughly this morning.
There you go. Yeah. I feel like you can get away with once in a while. It's fine. Yeah. But the idea of this 24-hour foundation, unless you're going to a festival, then you just put on loads of eyeliner and get yourself out your tent.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
I'm not going to wear any foundation if you're at a festival. You're going
to be SPF.
Yeah. This one time I used a face wipe in the morning to take my makeup off from the night before when I was at home in England. And I Insta-storied it. I was like, fell asleep with my makeup on. Here's a wipe. And it was a really sexy, like, high-end brand wipe. And this woman DMs me and she was like, are we allowed to cuss on this channel?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
She goes, this woman DMs me and she goes, a fucking face wipe? And then she goes, unfollowed. And I was like, and then I just gave her the wave hand emoji. I was like, girl, don't even
try it. It's like blasphemy.
It.
Yeah.
I was like, was it Caroline Hirons? It's Caroline Hirons' finster.
No. Oh my God, imagine. Like, yeah, it would be.
She's got a fake account. I know, where she's like, people.
Face cloths. No, it was a woman who actually did unfollow me.
Imagine having so little joy in your life that you message people you don't know.
I think that still really shocks me when I get messages like that. Same. My favourite one is when someone, you've said an ingredient word wrong or something and someone likes to correct me. And I'm like, huh, you have got a lot of time on your hands that you are...
Totally beauty unrelated, but somebody messaged me today. I've been posting like little bits because I'm planning a wedding and I've been posting little bits here and there saying like, do you like these shoes? Do you like these shoes? Fully aware of which shoes I'm going to buy because I know myself. Yeah. And somebody messaged me and I posted this pair of blue Gucci sandals because if you can't buy Gucci sandals for your wedding, when are you buying Gucci sandals? And somebody messaged me and they were just like, yeah, these are really nice, but you're spending a lot of money and you can get 70s style sandals. They're 10 a penny all over the market right now. And you really ought to just think about these things before you spend it because you're going to spend a lot of money on this wedding. And I just think this is a terrible idea. And so like, well, decline.
Oh my God.
I think we'll decline it. And now I'm mad that it's even taking up space in my brain.
I know.
Yeah. But imagine
so crazy.
Being that person who saw this complete stranger's message with no idea what my budget or my wedding plan might be.
How do you even know?
To be like, no, you're not having those shoes. Person, you're not me, mum.
I bought those Chanel boots that had the glitter all over them with the 70s style ones.
Yeah.
I took them back because I got them home and realized I didn't really like them that much.
Yeah.
But I bought them.
And then I bought them.
Well, I got shamed for buying them.
Oh, it's so sad.
I got shamed for she was like, do you realize the cost of these shoes and who that could help? And I was like, I do, but how do you know that I don't help? How do you know that I don't do other things to contribute to society?
Yeah, exactly. I think the worst thing is feeling you have to explain yourself with social media. That's the one thing that when I talk about comparison, I am trying really hard to let go of feeling I have to over-explain myself.
Yes.
Because I think that is something I am bad at.
Right.
I always want to be
it's British thing too, though.
I think
because we're so polite.
Yeah. And we're all people that put ourselves out there, obviously. So you expect to get feedback. But the other thing is I think the people on the other end have to expect to potentially get feedback back to them.
Right, but don't you find that if anybody's ever rude or a little bit cheeky, if you kind of call them out, I'll be like, hey, just so you know, I actually get much better response if I do.
Yes,
and it's almost you're just having a conversation. It turns into a conversation instead of just like this weird blame game.
Yeah.
And it's like easier to actually have a nice result from both sides. Like people will DM me and be like, I'm so sorry, that was really harsh.
Yeah, I think people don't think you're going to get back to them as well. They're so like, if ever I do it on YouTube, people are like, oh my God, I didn't think you would comment back.
Right.
And then you're like, well,
I'm a real person. Yeah. I do read these things. This is my channel.
But the mute one's fun as well. If you ever get one person that's a real dickhead, then it's like you can just mute and let them keep
blasting off into the void.
I like the way you say dickhead. You say it different now that you're
in America. I like to really pronounce dickhead.
Dickhead instead of dickhead.
Yeah, if you're going to say it,
dickhead to a Brit is normally just D-I-C-K-E-D.
Dickhead.
But
No, they have a dick on their head, yeah. And it needs to be enunciated correctly so they know just how much of a penis they are sticking out of their forehead. Amazing. I think it's important.
I love. There's always some reference to the dick in these podcasts. Well, what's next, Katie? What's next for you, do you think? Have you got any? I mean, I'm sure there's lots of things up your sleeve that you're probably not allowed to tell us about.
No. Well, I've got.
Or is there?
There might be. I do want to do a product this year. I want to do a product that's like, you know, I've always, when people have always said to me, you know, oh, what would you, when are you going to put out your own product? I'll buy it straight away. And I'm like, well, first of all, there's already so much out there.
Yeah.
I can just like, I feel like it's not, I don't feel like it's a good idea to put more out there when there's so much volume already.
Yeah.
But what I would do is put out something that was the best of the best of the best of the formula. Like I would do a very specific thing, and the launch would be very specific. The launch would even be like more important than the product itself, and the education around it would be more important than the product itself. Because that's what I feel like is the difference between, you know, a lot of different accounts. I feel like I try and educate to the fine tooth with the fine tooth comb how to use something.
Yeah.
Because there's so much stuff out there, and I feel like it gets discontinued quicker than you could say boo, because people, some certain brands don't educate the right way, or it's all too vibey, and it's all too there's no room on the packaging for this copy, so whatever. But thanks to social media, we have all of this new space to be able to play with in that space and really educate properly instead of just like a cool mood video. So I would do something. I would basically figure out like the first category to go to, find it, make a little kit out of it, send the kit, you know, but the kit would go out to the people, and then the education would come first or second or whatever, but it would be so that they can use the product. Instead of just, you know, okay, here's a highlighter, you know what to do. Really break it down.
I know. I definitely have been guilty of, as we've mentioned, I'm a monster and will buy literally anything.
Everything.
And everything. Yeah. Like all of the things. Yeah. And I mean, people are like, are you okay? I'm like, yes, thank you.
Are you sure you want to spend
but
all this
money? I mean, I don't think it's a problem to mention the brand, but I bought a bunch of the early Pat McGrath stuff that was very artistry.
Every single thing.
Yeah. And we went to Vegas to see Magic Mike Live.
Oh my god.
I've been like nine times.
Next time you go, let me know. I'll be joining you.
It's gonna actually legitimately in summer, because part of the global Hen Night World Tour will be in Vegas. So you're welcome.
I'll be there.
You and Bobbers, we'll go. Well, it'll be a great time.
Bobbers.
Don't tell her I call her Bobbers. But yeah, I bought the artistry kit. It was the one of the eye kits with the gloss glitter, and the sort of shimmery taupe color and the black and the eye pencil too. And we went to Vegas, and Harry's obviously a makeup artist doing her makeup in this mirror, and I'm sat with this thing like, oh, bollocks. I have not got a clue. And in the end, I just lopped it all on loads and loads of times and then just smudged it all in until it looked like it was on purpose.
Yeah.
But the lack of guidance, and I know part of it is experimental,
right.
but to someone that has no training, and eyes are my area where I have no idea what I'm doing.
Your eyes are amazing. They're such an awesome shape.
I'm like, aw. But I have no idea, like, I know how to do nude dip, which is what I'm wearing all the time. Because I'm like, what do I don't know what to do? Nude dip. But it really threw me. And I'd spent all this money on this kit.
I know.
And then I had no idea what to do with it.
Right.
So
because again,
that
it was like mood videos, like vibes, which are really
Kira
beautiful.
Kira videos that look gorgeous. Right. But I don't know what to do.
Which even that wouldn't even look like some, you know what I mean? It's like there's so much softness to the camera.
And it does seem like there's so many Kira.
There's like a nose grease.
I mean, I love the Pat McGrath product, but I do find the marketing is very a little bit missing.
You know where I stand on the sequins. I moved house recently and
sequins
I was
everywhere.
Picking up those sequins from every room in my house.
I mean, I think it was very impactful, but I think I was glad that it went away.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah. I'm fine with them being of the past.
Yeah.
But yeah, education, that's exciting. So a product, anything else?
Product, my Elemis, my little Elemis gig, which is going to be so much fun. A lot of travel, a lot of newness. I'm actually working on product development with the team over there.
Ooh.
So there'll be some fun things that come that I've helped to impact. So that'll
get
be nice.
Get glowing and get going.
Get
with
glowing
Elemis.
And get going. Write that down, Lisa. Get going, get glowing and get going. So there's that. What else? That's it.
That seems like a fair amount.
There's a lot of others, but I just don't know if they're really relevant yet, because they're not really happening yet, if you know what I mean. But more masterclasses, I think, more education. I like to educate. I like to try and like first of all, I like to just try and break it down for people and simplify things in a one-to-one, in a face-to-face situation, and also just like try and encourage people to just be like, listen, every other Instagram account uses filters to make their skin look different. So please don't judge yourself if you've got pores. Please don't judge yourself if you've got fine lines and wrinkles. We all have them. Yeah. If you want to get Botox and fillers, that's cool for you. Do it. But don't think that, you know what I mean?
You don't have to.
I did Botox a couple of weeks ago and I was like, would I do it again? I don't know. I've got thyroid disease. I shouldn't be putting like chemicals in my body anyway. So I like need to stop doing anything like that. But
did it hurt when you did it?
No, not really.
Okay. Sorry, I just always like to be asked that question.
No, you feel it. It's like a pinch, but it's
I had it 2 weeks ago. And the thing is
worse. I feel like any needle. I think mine's already gone. For an injection, I get like scared.
I think mine's already gone.
I'm chock full of it. I just sat laughing. I was like, so much.
I love it. She's like,
yeah, no, I mean, I can't make any expression. No, that's not true. My injector is excellent, and she is.
My injector.
Which my she injector. Referred to herself. It sounds really creepy.
It's so strange.
But they're like, your injector.
Do you go to Facile? Where do you go?
I usually go to Facile.
Yeah.
I love Facile. Yeah. I actually went to Alchemy 43 this time because
is that the one that do the micro?
Yes. Yeah. We interviewed Nikki Levy, who is the founder, and I loved her. She spoke very openly about her two nose jobs, and I loved her completely.
I love it. See, do you know what? When I met, there's a blogger, I won't name who it is. Like, she's one of the like really, really like Instagrammy ones. She's a couple of million followers on YouTube, on Instagram, and whatever. And I was like, girl, I says, your lips are amazing. They're like filled to the nines. She was like, oh, girl, they're all fake. They're all, I get fillers every 6 weeks. And then I was like, and your teeth. She was like, 22 veneers, top and bottom. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I love you.
Yeah.
Because there's no fakery with it. It's just so unapologetically
brilliant. I think that's it. Like, you've always talked about when you've had things done. And I think it's like, I've always been like, never say never. Like, for today, I don't feel I want to. But there might come a day where I want to try it. Yeah. And I think the worst thing is when other women judge other women for it, because it makes it this weird.
And that is not the feminist approach that we choose to take.
Let a bitch live
in this room.
Let a bitch live.
You want to have it done, get it done. You don't want to get it done, don't get it done. Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Each to their own.
Yeah.
Everyone's a winner, babe.
Oh, we got to the highlight of the week.
Oh, we do. Oh, we do. So,
I feel like we should prep Katie.
Gold, I don't know if I even have one.
Just,
no, I
just,
she
can watch us. Just hit me with it. Wait, what?
So, first we have to sing the jingle, which then you'll be welcome to sing it yourself later if you enjoy. We'll show you how it's done, the professional.
All right.
Now I'm ready. Now I've heard you sing.
We've got to send Katie a mug as well.
We do have to send Katie a mug.
I'm ready for this.
We've got to send this is a
big deal. This is a big one, so I'm going to sit up straight, get my full diaphragm.
First.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll sing it, and then we'll give our highlights, and Katie can do her highlights, right?
We can make her sing on her own, that's a bit mean.
Well, we'll sing with her.
Or maybe we'll just sing and you can give us your highlight if you want, Katie.
Well, let's
we're dragging this
do
out.
It. So everyone owns, like, just sing the song.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Highlight of the week. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was
sometimes
amazing.
It gets very Mariah.
Wait, I want to see the Mariah version.
Emma Gunn, to be fair, was
we had Emma Gunn on the okay. episode.
Wait, can Emma sing?
Oh my goodness.
Oh!
My yeah, I feel like I'm feeling a full coverage karaoke special coming on. Wait. Because Emma fully Mariah'd it with the finger in the ear and the hand
Caroline
in the air. Caroline
does
a bit of karaoke and Lisa Potter Dixon. Yeah, I'm just saying it's wide open.
Wait, do I have to do that now?
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Does everybody else do it?
Some people have done it.
Some people have done it.
Do you want to do it with me, Lisa?
We can go again if it makes you.
We'll do it together.
Yes, but who's going to take the top note?
Oh, we don't harmonise on purpose.
So
wait, I'm doing the wine. I can do the low voice.
Highlight of the week.
I'm into it.
We need David Lopez in here for a bit of a.
We must get professional musicians in one time.
Well,
we're not gonna.
No.
But anyway, we digress.
What is your highlight of the week? You're going to go first.
You do realise you've got a beauty blender at the end of this microphone.
I know, you're literally the biggest beauty blender ever.
So. I know, just like smudging in my foundation, which actually works well because I think my highlight is going to be a foundation. I have been using the new Ciate foundation.
Yes.
Which
Oh, I love it. It's so good. Yeah. I don't know why I zoned out for a second. I was like, I was trying to think of what mine was while you said it. No, it's really so good, right?
Yeah.
It's so good.
So
I love that it said small
Same. Yeah. Which they weren't glass because I feel like they're going to break.
I know.
I'm not going to put them in my kit anyway. But no, I packed
my regular stuff. I've started packing for my book tour. And then I realised I'd packed my favourite foundation and I was like, well, I can't be asked to get back out again. Right. So let's have a go at this.
So nice.
And
are you porcelain?
I love it. Yeah. And that's my only query is I am the lightest shade and this is not the lightest my skin can be. Mm. So I think if you're lighter than me, you might have a problem.
Yeah.
But it's a small quibble when there are a lot of shades in the range.
Right.
And a lot of skin tones are dressed in the range, which I loved. But I really like it. I think it says it's medium. I feel like it's medium full.
Mm-hmm.
But buildable. Still really dewy and looks pretty. Fresh,
yeah. Yeah.
It looks like real skin.
And I love that it's really in a pump when you get the full size.
Yes. Ugh, love it.
My highlight of the week, I think, has to be, and I've only played with it twice. Can I have two?
Yeah.
Well,
15.
The first is a good face mist. The new Elemis mist that's coming out like ASAP is in that bag for you guys, and it's amazing. No, it's a serum and a mist, so it's like milky and gorgeous. Like it's amazing.
Loves it.
On top of makeup.
Yeah,
as well.
Under, over, all of the things. She knew that question. She was just prompting me to say it. I love you because I would do the exact same thing. Like I went to watch Mario Dead of Anime do the masterclass for Laura Mercier, and I like asked him all the questions that I knew that people would want to ask, but people didn't know.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, all the Laura people were like, thank you so much for asking all those questions. But my makeup one would probably be the Live Tinted Hue Stick from Deepika. Ooh. So Deepika Mutyala, a friend of mine who's a blogger, just created three sticks. One's a red, one's a peach, one's a nude, all for color correction. But also you can use them on lips and cheeks as colors.
Oh, cool.
They're genius. Like, they're amazing. Nervous. And they're also kind of like powdery, not creamy. Yeah. I feel like she's kind of reinvented the wheel of color corrector, because that was she became like so recognizable because of her video where she put red lipstick under her eyes and then blended it out and became this. It went super viral, but she's reinvented this formula in a new way, and it's drier and a little bit easier to blend in, and you know, it's so good. So that's definitely my highlight of the week.
We'll link to that below, obviously, so everyone can find it.
I just had to check the official name of mine because I'll be like, there's such and such foundation. I'm like, no, Harry, things have proper names.
Wait, what is it?
It's the Milk Sunshine Skin Tint SPF 30. Yeah.
But that's not a new product, though, is it? It's it's into new to it me. Right now.
I feel like that thing, like you said, when you're trying so many new products, sometimes I feel like
you go
it's
back.
So, sometimes I always am the late to the party person because I leave it a while to try it.
Yeah.
And then the good news is, I will have bought it the day it came out.
It's so
my bank manager
good. It's got the rollable thing, which at first I was like, is that necessary? But. I don't think it's necessary. I will say that. For me, it's like maybe it's going to depuff your face. I'm sure that's the point. But it's like, for me, my perfect daytime coverage.
Ooh.
Like, it's just light and very, very glowy. It's got a nice emollient feel. You know when I put my Lancôme moisturiser on that I love, the Absolu underneath?
Yeah.
It makes it look like that, but in a foundation.
Ooh.
So it's really nice. I just find it's quite well-lasting for a lighter foundation, which is also, I always find it's harder to find the lighter weight foundations that still last well.
Yeah.
You've got your SPF 30 in there, so as we get into summer in LA, that's going to sort me right out. So that's nice. My highlight.
Nice.
There we go.
That's exciting.
Hi. We go into LA girl accents once we start.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, duck. Yeah. All right, mate.
Have a brew.
Hey.
Wait, what did you just say?
Have a brew.
Have a brew.
It did sound like brew.
Have a brew.
It did sound like
it sounded like it was South African. Have a brew.
Have a brew.
Brew.
Difficult eyes. Loves a brew.
Yeah.
Loves a brew.
Yeah. My accents are not
amazing.
Good.
That's exciting.
That's it.
I think that's it, isn't it?
Wow.
I mean, we
thank
could
you so
chat
much.
All day.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
It's probably rude.
We three could Brits. Get the wine out.
Three Brits in a room.
It's a room on the shouty
24-hour podcast.
Yeah. We do often do podcasts with wine. So if we are lucky enough to do another one, with another point, Katie, we will make sure there's wine.
Well, hey, next time you're both in New York at the same time, you have to come to my house and we'll have like the podcast on location.
Excellent. That sounds wonderful.
We've only ever done live from Las Vegas, so it's
with
time.
Magic Mike, not with actually Magic not Mike. Actually. That would have been a great result.
Wait, what do we think about Magic Mike himself being Jessie J's boyfriend?
I mean,
I kind of love it.
It's a whole big thing.
What do you mean?
I listen to a podcast called Who Weekly, so they're very engaged in this relationship.
I love it,
and I've been very engaged in this relationship.
Well done,
I think it's cute. And him, she's a babe.
She is. And on that note,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Everything we hoped for.
I feel like my British accent's coming back with force.
Yay!
Because we do lose it a little bit.
I know. I do. I think as soon as we're together, it like comes back really strong.
Yeah.
But we've done well. We'll link to everything below. Thank you so much,
Katie.
It's been so amazing.
I'm saying us because I'm a Scouser. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime, Casey. I get very high when I go Scouser. Rosie, Liverpudlian friend is coming to visit on Friday and she will not appreciate that.
Rosie HW does a really good Scouser accent.
Does she really?
Yeah. If you ever get her on, you have to get her doing the Scouser accent.
I look forward to
it. Where is she from originally?
Devon.
Devon. Oh,
that's
my boyfriend.
Where your husband.
He's your husband.
It's my husband.
It's been your husband.
Yeah,
it's boyfriend anniversary tomorrow.
But boyfriend is cute though. Like me and Tarek. Yeah, me and Tarek have been married 12 years, and I say boyfriend sometimes.
I'm struggling with fiance. It sounds ridiculous.
I didn't like saying fiance. Every time I said it, I was like,
yeah, it feels a bit like formal. Feels a bit like you're trying to be like, here's my fiance. We just did it. We just did a ring. We just showed a ring off.
You know. I do that a lot.
My nails are atrocious.
Do things where none of you guys can see it. But we said we'll do.
We're flapping our hand around so you can see our rings. But we just got very girly.
Yeah.
Live podcast and then live on location with Katie Jane Hughes. So follow.
Love it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Bye guys.
Bye. That was fun. Wasn't it fun?
That was so nice. I feel like you said, the three Brits in the room was pretty intense.
Yeah, on the shouty wagon.
Oh, the shouty wagon. I'm all for it.
I do quite badly want to get drunk with her and do more shouting.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm into that.
And continue the accents. Continue the northern accents.
I am fascinated to listen to that back when I edit it, because our accents, you're always very consistent. But I feel like mine and Katie's were all over the place.
Oh, really? I thought it'd be me that was all over the place.
No, I think you're very consistent. Mine, because who would know I'm from Doncaster? I barely know I'm from Doncaster. But I have been gone a long time. Yeah. She goes very transatlantic sometimes.
Yes.
And I go quite transatlantic sometimes.
Yes.
And then at points we were all very northern. Yeah. So it was a real treat for the eyes and the ears.
It really was.
Just for you, it's just the ears. But we had a lovely time.
Yeah, that was such a good chat. It was really nice to have Katie on the pod.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys loved that as much as we did.
Yes. Yeah, that was just a top one. And we will try very hard to get her back on, because I know you're all going to have many, many more questions for her.
Yes.
And she was an absolute delight. Also, like, loads of lovely new Elemis things to talk about, so we'll be talking about those when we've tried them.
That's it. We'll go away and have a play them.
Keep your eyes peeled for those, and your ears, can you peel your ears?
No, not that's really. Just weird.
Pricked. Keep your ears pricked. Don't look at me like that. Don't lower the tone again. Like, don't you prick your ears. You peel your eyes, prick your ears.
I've already asked you if you want to see Dave's new helmet.
She did ask me if I wanted to see Dave's little helmet, and Dave said it's a big helmet.
He's got very into cycling.
Oh, he's always into something, is Dave.
I know. But you made the face as soon as I said it, so you're as bad as I am, Kel.
No, I'm a monster, and we all know it. It's fine. But that's it for this week, because we've both lost our voices.
Yeah, there's nothing left to give.
We've given you it all. But thank you so much. As we said, thank you so much. If you've already joined the Facebook group, come and find us, facebook.com/ Full Coverage Podcast. If you click on the top pinned post, it will take you to the Beauty Manta group. You still have time to join so that you are eligible for our 3,000th member of the Beauty Manta group giveaway.
Oh, that's nice.
So get yourself over there and definitely do that. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Full Coverage Pod. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. We swear we do check that inbox, not as often as we could, but actually is literally as often as we could.
Yes.
We wish we could do it more.
We're doing our best, Lindsay. We're doing our best.
And again, just massive, massive, massive thank you to everyone that's already taken the time and the financial ability to support us on
much
Patreon. We cannot tell you how much we appreciate it.
It means a lot, guys.
We did a small cry. Yeah. Did a small cry when the first one came
all
through.
All at the same time.
Yeah, like Snoopy, but if
it was confusing
crying.
For onlookers.
But a treat at the same time. Like, what's wrong with
Pad
those
was
two?
Like, what?
Why are they eating an acai bowl and crying and dancing? Because that's who we are. We contain multitudes.
Yes.
Thank you so, 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 so much. We just love you to pieces. Love you to pieces. And we'll
pod
love
you. Fam.
Love you, pod fam. And now we're going to love you and leave you. We shall get off. Hope you've enjoyed this episode.
Yeah,
we'll be back soon. We've got some really, really fun guests coming up. I don't even want to mention it in case I curse it. but I won't because she's tied in. Baggett. Okay. Baggett's coming.
She's coming.
We're getting Nadine at last. So that's happening. I'm going to be in England on tour, as I've mentioned 18,000 times.
Tour,
it's happening. Yes. By the time this launches, I will be in England.
Amazing.
When this pod goes live, my feet will be on the fair shores of Angleterre. So hopefully I'll be seeing some of you really soon. Tour dates are in the show notes. Where can we find you, Difficult Eyes?
Just at Harry Makes Up all over the place.
I thought you were going to say at home.
At home, yeah. I mean, with Paddington at home would be my given choice. But at Harry Makes Up.
Yay.
Come find me. Come hang out. I do love
come
Alive.
Come find me.
I love Alive. That is my favourite at
she
the minute.
She loves Alive.
I love Alive.
She
planning
alive
more YouTube
like
stuff
a brown
soon. Oh, yeah. My favourite. But yeah, I am going to be doing some more YouTube stuff again soon. It's just time permitting and slotting it in with work.
You've been
but
a busy
I do. Diva. I have. And I feel like it will be nice to get back onto doing those things as well. So I miss doing them. So they're coming at you very soon. I haven't forgotten. I promise.
She's been dead busy. But yeah, we just really happy to be back in the swing of things and like we're having a lovely time. So thank you so much for your support. We love you guys.
Thank you so
much. We like
much,
totally
guys.
Love you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
We're outside the Travel Agency, a cannabis store that's got everyone buzzing.
I've been to dispensaries all over the United States, but I've never seen one this unique.
So nice. Amazing vibe.
Some of the best customer service I've had in a store.
Blows my expectations out of the water.
Come down to the Travel Agency and see for yourself. For use only by adults age 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the National Poison Control Center. Consume responsibly.